123 laps. Mm-hmm. You know, how do you explain that?
Very easy. Actually, I think I should have more.
You should have done more than 123 laps yesterday.
Yeah.
Okay, so that adds a second question.
Why are you walking?
No. The first question is how you did it. Why didn't you get more?
Because I was pushing.
Pushing?
Yeah.
Did you see a number you were trying to get, or you just were pushing and you thought?
I think it was like... I might be wrong. It's just I in the morning I started running after many days. This was like I would say like a process. And then maybe at 7 in the morning or at 8, still I had like first gear when you're driving a car, and then you have like manual changing, so you have first gear, second gear, third, fourth, fifth, sometimes sixth. And then I was going on the first gear, and somehow I really felt that between 10 and 12 I will go on second gear, and around 6 o'clock in the evening I will go on third gear, and no break today, and it will be easy. And usually I'm just dying all day, not like dying, but I need like two breaks, three breaks. And so it happened that around 11 I started running faster. I said, wow, well, yeah, like this my idea or something works. But I was already
pushing
a little bit, I think. And then I had to start walking at about noon, and I thought like, yeah, it's kind of, and it was raining, so then these feelings about the speed, how to go fast, are kind of more difficult to feel. And I thought, yeah, well, it's like a break. You know, I'm walking for two laps. I think I walked like six laps or five. And I thought, yeah, well, this is like a break. Then I started running again. And then, but it was like between first and second gear. So this was like another sign that I'm going too fast. And then, yeah, like in the late afternoon, maybe it's 5 or 6, I think I was having like energy, like breakdown or something. I didn't feel tired, I didn't feel sleepy, but I felt like really low of energy. And still I didn't get it. And then I am going too fast. So I was like, wow. I thought it's part of the game. So then like I was dealing with that. I thought I didn't have enough. I ate too much sugar because I had chocolate and chocolate milk. There was hot chocolate because it was raining all day. And then so I took some salt, drank more water, then got better. I started running. Oh yeah, but then I had to take a break. Or like, yeah, I was like sitting for 10 minutes. I never had this kind of break. Always I lied down, I slept. I didn't feel sleepy, I didn't feel tired, only like low energy. And then So then actually I had a break, and still I didn't get it. And then, so like evening was kind of like between first and third gear. I was running faster and slower, and then at the very end I had to walk last laps, and somehow still I didn't get it. them I was too fast. But then at night, I woke up during the night, like at 4 o'clock, I was like, oh no. And then I kind of like got the whole picture that I had kind of like a feeling what to do, what is going to happen, but I was too fast. And so in the morning then when I woke up, I was kind of like disappointed with myself. Like, oh no, again, I'm not going to learn that lesson. Then of course I came to start, I knew like fallen apart, like walking from the very beginning. But everything that happens is for good. Like it's just another lesson towards God realization. And yeah, maybe it was my greed or I don't know what, my white.
This is yesterday.
Yesterday. That wanted to like go faster or something.
123 laps. That's a lot of laps.
Yeah. If I wouldn't push, then I think I would have over 70 miles.
Thank you.
Okay.